Shalom and blessed be Jesus. We are invited today just to respond and to reflect on the word of God. And we want to look at Hebrews chapter number 3 from verses allowed 10 all the way to 19. And we want to consider the sin of unbelief, as it would block us, it would stop us to enter the rest of God, to enter into the promises of God. God is there and God has promised, and he will never change his mind. Let me say that there are different players in a human being. Number one, who can either stop or who can interfere with our entering of rest? One, there is God. God is a player, is a key player. Can God ever stop you from entering the rest that he has promised? Never. If God promised, he will, he's faithful. He will make sure that he will keep his word. He is not a man that he should lie. He does not change his mind. So God, even as a key player, he cannot make you lose your salvation and your rest. Because doing that would bring another nature that is not of God. But two, there's a devil. The devil is a key player. But the devil has no power to do that. If he is asked, he can continue to do it. But the Lord has already challenged him and dethroned him. The Lord Jesus Christ, by his death, was able to nail every charge of accusation that was proposed to us. And so the devil is not there. He was disarmed. He has no power to do that. The Lord has given power and authority back to us and has been able to take it. That authority that the devil had, because Adam had given him, he cannot do that. Number three, we have the people who are called the people of authority in our lives. Our leaders, our fathers. Can they do that? They would do that, but they would not be able to do, they would not be allowed to do that because they do not have authority to do that. Their words cannot make us lose the salvation because the Lord Jesus Christ has praised us, has praised that authority in our lives. Can the circumstances? No. The only person who can make himself all herself and fit for the rest is only you and you alone. That's why, and you can only do that, I can only do that through a process we call unbelief. You see, losing salvation or losing rest is you do not know what happened. You do not have control. You lose something because you have no control. You lose a car because you have no control, or because you have forgotten. You lose a car because it was stolen, it was taken. But you see, nobody can be able to do that. But you see, you can drive your car straight to the sea, to the ocean. You can willingly decide one in the morning that I'm going to drive it right to the fire. I'm going to go head on and hit the other car. You see, you are already decided to do that. You are in control. So unbelief is letting it go with your control, with your permission. You harden your heart. That's why unbelief is a sin like no other. Unbelief is the only sin that can make you lose, that can make you relinquish the rest of God. You fail to get to the rest of God. For the Israelites, God was angry with them. But even if he was angry with them, he kept on providing for them because he had promised them. That's why, you know, the Bible says, we can go back a little to verse 7. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. So this is yesterday we established that you can harden your heart because of sin, just like the sower in the parable of Jesus in chapter 13 that planted the seed, or the seed that was planted on the rock. So it had roots, but only for a few moments, and the roots could not go down. And when hardness, or when the heat came because of the word, it dried up. So you do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness. You see, these are people who rebelled against God. They tested God in the wilderness, and where your ancestors, they tested me, they tried me, though for 40 days they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See, it's because of the unbelief that God declared, because you have rejected, then you not enter. Remember, let me remind you what happened here. The Israelites went to by the sea, or by the river Jordan, and they camped there. Then they requested Moses to send 12 spies. It was not God's will for the spies to go. Anyhow, Moses accepted. They went into the land. They saw the promises of God, what God had promised many years ago. But they looked for reasons why they should not settle there. You see, an unbeliever look for reason not to believe God. They talked about the giants. They talk about the wars. They talk about their statures. They talk about that they were small. And they hardened their heart. And God said, because they have rejected, you will all die in the wilderness. Since see to it, now here we are now being challenged. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. So that sinful and unbelieving heart is the heart that deliberately refuses or turns away from the living God. You see, you turn away, you have the control, you're sinful, you're unbelieving, and you know the way, but you willingly and intentionally turn away. That's what unbelief is. But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So the solution of unbelief is only one. Come together, encourage one another daily. It's only other people who can be able to encourage you and help you to come out of unbelief. But when you get into a community that do not meet, that do not encourage themselves daily, you have a danger. We have come to share in Christ. If indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. So be any encouraged when you hear your voice. If you hear your voice, when you hear your voice, and the voice of God is always there. The book of Hebrews is about hearing the voice of God. So when you hear the voice of God, if you hear the voice of God, do not harden your heart. God is speaking through Jesus. Do not harden the voice, your heart, that Jesus is superior than all others. Who are they who hardened, who had and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. They were not able to enter because they refused to believe. They intentionally made themselves and they said no. But you hear, when you follow this progression, there are people who knew what God had said. Their minds, their heart, their ears had heard God's voice. They had listened, they knew the will of God, but they rejected otherwise. So there's no more medication when you reject what God has said. Father, we pray that you may help us not to reject the one who hears. Help us to not to harden our hearts. Help us to come together and encourage each other. So because of the sin's deceitfulness, sin is very deceitful. It can discourage us. It can make us to forget. And so we resist it in the name of Jesus. So we refuse to harden our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.